The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. We are back with another episode of the WDW Fan Zone Blogcast. I am Stuart Sternberg. Joining me tonight is Darlene Nagy, Lottie Ferguson, and Kurt. And we are here to bring you 30 minutes of fun-filled Disney information and God knows what else, but we'll see. Meanwhile, we're getting to that time of year where everybody's starting to plan their vacations to Disney World. And if you haven't yet done it, now is the time. And who better to go with than the very best travel planner there is in the entire universe, world. We don't want to use the word universe here, really, because it's that other park, Universal. But we're going to talk about Mouse Fan Travel. It is a fee-free service. They are absolutely the best. They've got a whole bunch of deals going on right now. If you go to their website at www.mousefantravel.com, you'll get to see their whole itinerary there of where they're allowing you to travel to. And what's not listed there, you can find by just calling them up and contacting them and getting on your way to wherever you want to go, whether it's Disney World, Disneyland, where else they go, Disney Cruise Lines, Adventures by Disney. They go to that other park. They'll go anywhere you want for you. They'll help you plan your trip wherever it is. They're absolutely the most talented, most knowledgeable, most professional, and the nicest people you'll ever come across. All of us here use them, and I got to tell you, I've used a whole bunch of different agencies, and I've planned trips myself, and never was it easier than when I started using Mouse Fan Travel. They save you money even when you don't realize they're saving you money. You could book a trip, and if they get a better discount for you, they'll just make that change and refund that money to you. That's how good they are. And it is a fee-free service, as I mentioned before. So if you want to travel knowing you've booked with the very best, you've got to go to Mouse Fan Travel. That's www.mousefantravel.com. All right. All day long, my allergies have been bothering me, so my voice has been a little scratchy. So I'm sure I'll make it through the show. And, yes, the show has been set right for 30 minutes this week. Last week was a very difficult show, and, you know, Darlene, I don't know about you, but I'm still thinking about our buddy Ron.
Oh, yeah, definitely yeah. I am. I actually heard today from Carolyn, and she's hanging in there. She's very busy with things and that, and she just enjoyed some Plotsex. We were talking about Plotsex this evening, so we're going to have a call come in through sometime soon. Her and I are going to have a nice chat. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Gotta
keep her motivated.
Anyway, yep. Anyway, tonight we're going to do a show that we've done something similar, I think, in the past, but it's been quite a while. We're going to go attraction by attraction. We're going to start with Epcot because we should be able to breeze through Epcot. Picking the attractions there and discussing like how long we would wait. What's worth the wait on that queue for that attraction? A lot of people are going to Disney World this summer. Maybe they haven't been there in a long time. Maybe it's the first trip ever. Maybe they go 2-3 times a year. Whatever it is, how long is it really worth waiting on some of those lines? And let's assume we can't get a fast pass for that attraction. So that's out of the question. So, Kurt, why don't we start with the Living Seas at Epcot?
Oh, man. Are we going on the Nemo, starting at Nemo and riding at the Clanmobiles over?
Sure.
So we just don't walk. You don't wait at all otherwise.
There's only a couple of rides in there anyway.
Well, that's the only ride. I guess it's the way in. So
and then
I'll
there's
give them 10
Turtle
minutes.
Talk with Crush.
Oh, there's, well, that's true. Yeah, my kids are older now. They're not a big fan of that anymore. I'll give the wait there 10 minutes. Turtle Talk with Crush, maybe 15. But, it's, I mean, that's on a that's rotating. Like, there's a show at this time, this time, this time, this time, you know. So it's a matter of catching the show at the right time, whatever time
that,
it is.
That's,
so.
That is very true. All right, so 10 minutes. How about you, Darlene?
I want to say I'd probably wait about 15 for that one.
Okay, Lottie.
15 minutes max.
You know what? I'm going to go with 12
minutes. Oh, you're going to go 12?
I'm going to go 12 minutes for that one. Because I'm kind of like wavering. You know, it's not really worth more than a 10-minute wait. 15 minutes is kind of pushing it. But I know me. You know, I would go 10 minutes and I'd go, you know what, I'll give it a couple more minutes. So I'll go 12 minutes on that. All right. Let's see. From there, let's go over to Ellen's Energy Adventure.
Is there even a wait for Ellen's Energy Adventure? You just kind of go in and sit down. You know, I don't think you ever have more than a 15-minute wait for, unless you're there at a really busy time of day or year.
Well,
otherwise,
or
there's really
caught,
never more than like a, just caught it at the
wrong
time.
Or you just caught the show, right. Yeah, you get there and the show just started. Then, yeah, you have a bit of a wait.
So at that
point,
I'll take the 15-minute rest if I can get off my feet.
Okay. All right, Darlene.
You know, I haven't even been on that ride in a long time. I'll do the 15 because I know we had to wait the last time. I remember sitting on the floor waiting to get in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No sitting on the floor. You must stand. You got to get there early and sit on the seats.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm lucky we got there at all.
Good point.
All right, Lottie, how about you? Do we lose Lottie?
No, I'm right here.
No, she's here.
I'm right here. I'm right here. 15 minutes?
Yeah, you know what? I'll go 15. Yeah, I'll go 15 minutes with that also because, you know what? It's worth the 40-minute air-conditioned nap on that bench.
You got that right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's see. What else is in there? The Land Pavilion. Soarin'.
Now, Soarin', there's a 30 to, that's at least a 30-minute wait I wouldn't mind waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough things going on in there if you're back up enough where you can do that, the interactive thing with the lights. Usually we fast pass though, or we go right away. So, but I won't do more than a 30-minute wait on anything.
Okay.
So,
Darlene.
Oh, I've definitely waited to get on that ride, and now with the new movie, I would probably wait about an hour.
All right, Lottie.
Oh yeah, I'd wait. Easily wait for an hour for Soarin'. That's my favorite ride. I'd wait an hour. I'd probably wait longer if I had to.
Yeah, I agree with Darlene and Lottie. It's my favorite attraction. I've waited a very long time on that attraction. I've also fast-passed that attraction when I have been able to. Trick, though, if you can get to the park when the doors open or gates open, go right to Soarin'. And it's usually a walk-on. You might have to wait 10, 15 minutes. If it's, make that your first attraction of the day, and you'll zip right through it. But, yeah, I would wait an hour for that easily. I wouldn't wait 2 hours for it, because at that point I'd rather go around and do other things, and on the night there's extra park magic hours, that's when I would go back and do it then. All right. Let's see. What else is in? Oh yeah, the Living with the Land.
Living with the Land. Where we left. Oh jeez. 15 minutes. Maybe only 10.
Okay, Darlene.
I'm going to do the 15.
All right, Lottie.
Because that one normally goes pretty quick, and
I agree.
It does.
They got a lot of bones and stuff. I mean, I think I've only been there. Oh well, yeah. I think we waited 25 this past summer, but that for some reason it was overloaded in that line. I mean, they had a lot of those chains set up to get in there. It was a pretty long line. But it moved quick.
Yeah.
It does move quick.
Yep. Lottie.
10. 10 minutes max.
So I've waited on that line, especially I remember when my kids were younger. We've waited on that line for a good half hour, 45 minutes. At
really?
This point have yeah, oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yep. I'm talking, you know, those are back in the days when the Kitchen Cabaret was there.
Uh-huh.
Was the Kitchen Cabaret there? Maybe not. Maybe that was another trip that I went on with just my wife. But, yeah.
It was there.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. But, you know, in recent years it's been better. I would wait, I'd say 20 minutes, maybe 25, but I'd probably say I'd go with 20 minutes for that. It was much better, and I'm not taking anything away from it. It's still great, and I still love the ride, but it was much better when they had a cast member guiding
people.
You through. Yeah.
I
that
agree.
Was nice.
It's more personable.
Yep.
Much more personable.
Yeah. All right. Well, we can go over. Let's go over to Mission Space. I don't know about you guys, but I haven't had to wait for that in years.
You know, the last time we went, there was a wait. It was like a 30-minute wait, and we turned around and walked out.
All right, what's the max you would wait for it?
Apparently, the max we would wait for it is maybe 15 minutes. Okay. Then you're stuck there for 20 anyway.
All right, Darlene.
Never rode it. Don't really know if I'm planning on it. I might maybe once when we move down there, but... As of right now,
well, there's an
minutes?
Easy version. There's an easy version, not one that'll
just
scramble your brain.
Telling me.
It's just like riding on Star Tours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's easier.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. It is easier. If you're in the back of Star Tours, that's horrible. Like,
and I was
that
in the back of Star
around.
Tours this past time.
Yeah, if you're in the front, you want to be in the front of Star Tours because that puts you in the middle of the pit.
All right. So, Darlene, how long would you wait if you decided to ever go on? And let's say we'll pick the easy version. These versions, what is that, the green?
Okay.
Yeah, go green.
20 minutes.
All right. Lottie.
I think we've gotten spoiled. That's what I think. 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I live not too far away from Cedar Point, and I'm used to like 3 hour waits for stuff.
That's
so
insane.
I would. I know it's insane, but that's the norm. But yeah, I'd wait 30 minutes. At least.
Yeah, for me, you know, I agree with you about being spoiled. I haven't been to Great Adventure, Six Flags Great Adventure in years. I'm about 15 minutes away from there. But when I did go in the past, it's just like an attraction that would take 10 minutes at Disney World would take you 2 hours at Great Adventure. It's just run completely different. I think most parks are that aren't Disney-owned. Disney is great, and you're right, we have been spoiled. But you know what? Mission Space, 10 minutes. I've been on it enough times where if I miss it one trip, I miss it. Let's see. Test Track. Can't forget Test Track.
We go to the solo line, but we would wait. We'd wait a good 30, 40 minutes on there for Test Track.
Yeah, I've waited over an hour for but we'll get to me later. Darlene.
We've waited for Test Track about a good hour, so I'm going to say an hour on that one.
All right. Lottie.
Oh, it depends. If I'm by myself and the single rider line is there, then 25 minutes. If I have to go in the standard line, I'd wait hour 15.
Well, having waited for the old version, which I like better than the new version, and I do like the new version, so you know, don't kill me for it. I like the new version. I just prefer, maybe because that's what I'm more used to, is the older or the original version. And I've waited over an hour there. I'd say I would give it 45 minutes. I'd wait. I wouldn't go past 45 minutes for that anymore. You know, it's good. It's a fun ride, but I'll find another way to catch it in a time where it's not as crowded. And there are tricks to do
that. What is the longest you'd ever, ever waited for an attraction at Disney World?
Oh, boy. You know, I want
to
say...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Have any of you guys gone, like, pre-Fast Pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I've been on lines where they've said, you know, an hour 15 minutes, hour 20 minutes, and the line never takes as long as the wait time says. And I'm going back to the pre-Fast Pass days. So if you get on a line that says an hour and 20 minutes, you'll probably get through within the hour.
We got on a line that said 45 minutes, and it was an hour and a half, but it was 20,000
wow.
Leagues Under the Sea.
I don't think I've waited
more than 20,000 leagues. Yeah, well, cool. That was 20,000
wow.
leagues, though.
But
yeah.
See, now I
so
remember going down in 1998, the first time that we were down taking Alicia for the first time. And I remember waiting in lines for an hour and a half, 2 hours in the blazing sun.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those fans that they put in over the top. Over at the Haunted Mansion,
yeah.
That was all wide open. They didn't have the roof over the top. Then they finally put the fans in there
mm-hmm.
to help get the air moving around.
Yeah.
None of that was there before.
Wow. All right, so let's see. What else is there in Epcot that we haven't gotten to?
Journey into Your Imagination.
Yes, you're right.
One of my favorite attractions. That is by far one of my favorite attractions. I wouldn't wait more than 10 minutes for it.
So I assume you like previous versions of it.
Oh, geez. If I could get the original version of that back, I would do anything to get that original version back. I miss
yeah.
that version.
They're in version number 3, aren't they? Or am I wrong? I
yes.
don't remember. I know.
Yes. Version number 2 did not last long at all. It went
no,
away
it was not. Yeah. Yep. It was not received very well. Okay. Darlene, how about you?
I'd probably wait 30.
Lottie.
10 minutes.
Yep.
But I've never seen a line. I've never seen a line longer than that, though.
Yeah,
that's why I said
10
minutes.
That's true.
But
yeah, I agree.
10
minutes.
Sometimes busy, you know, is
yeah.
when it's that summertime
mm-hmm.
season, and if something else is closed, the other lines get long, like, you know, Living with the Land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and you know what we forgot?
The People Mover when there's a 2-hour wait over on What way people move her with a 2-hour wait at Christmas time? So.
I know that's insane. Love the
so,
love
I'm
the,
sorry. What did we
people.
Forget?
We walk right by Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth.
Oh yes, 30 minutes. I'll give the 30.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna give 30 because that's got to wait now too. I remember walking on that years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yep, I remember walking on it also. It was great. You walk in the park, you walk right on, and you move on.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah. I know. The only time I had ever seen lines there were when the Brazilian tour groups were there for the summer. You know, you'd see them all waiting in line. They would cause the line. And I was like, thank God.
Good point.
Yeah, have fun. Go on that ride. I'll go on the other stuff in the back of the park first, and I'll be back later when nobody's there. But, yeah, you're I'd say 30 minutes, too. Well, I'm sorry, we skipped Lottie. Lottie.
Well, 15.
Okay. All right. Do we finish everything in Future World? I think we did.
I think we did.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And all right, so let's go over to World Showcase. There's not much there. There's the Mexican Pavilion. What's the name of that attraction? I can't think of it offhand.
I want to say the Three Caballeros.
Three Caballeros.
Yes,
Three Caballeros.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss, and that's another one. I miss the original version, although the original version was very corny.
It was very corny, and that music was really annoying, and I miss it. I miss it too.
How long would you wait for that? How long have you ever had to wait for that?
You know what? I think we've waited about 10 minutes, and that should be plenty. That's all I need, 10 minutes.
15. I like it.
You know, if I can't walk right on, I'm probably not going to ride it.
If you can't walk right on, go walk around and shop in there for 5 minutes and come back, and you probably walk right on.
Yeah. If I can't walk right on, yeah, I'm good.
What do you think, Stuart? Did we lose Stuart?
I got disconnected. I'm here. I got disconnected.
How did we lose Stuart?
Yeah, I don't know. I was on my landline, got disconnected. Now I'm calling back on my cell phone. So.
Wow.
Where were we?
Okay. How long would you wait for Three Caballeros?
Yes, and you had said 10 minutes, and we're up to Darlene, right?
We said 10 minutes, and Lottie wanted to walk on, so it's your turn.
I'd say 10 minutes. I haven't waited more than that in a year, so 10 minutes is it. All right, now let's see. What else is there? Frozen, right?
Frozen.
Oh,
Frozen
yeah.
Frozen.
Now, the way the fast passes work, you get to choose Soarin', Test Track, or Frozen. I will never choose Frozen over the other two, so I don't know if I will ever get on that ride because I'm not waiting 2 hours and 40 minutes that the line currently is. I would give it, just to be able to ride it one time, maybe 35 or 40 minutes, but I don't know how I'm going to keep my kids occupied during that time because they won't want to do it. Not that long. They won't want to wait that long.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, I was with two small little girls that love it. So we waited, I think, an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
And I was glad I did. I didn't mind doing it. And then I bumped into some Vikings, too.
Yeah, that was...
And I happen to know one of them. No cracks about my age now.
Yeah.
Well, since I'm older than everybody, I'm not going to say anything.
We didn't say that. You did.
Yeah. That's all right. We all get old. I still feel young. You know, it's, my brain is that of a child. And my wife keeps reminding me of that. So, Darlene, how long would you wait for it?
An
your
hour
patient
15.
Patience level for it. Okay. Lottie.
I have waited 180 minutes. I don't know that I'd do it again, but I've done it.
Yeah. Well, you got to ride it. That's why, you know.
Yeah, I had to ride it the first time. I don't know that I would wait that long again, and I certainly wouldn't wait that long with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe 45 minutes now. Maybe.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll say 35 minutes, and I'll say 35 minutes only because, you know, I haven't been on Frozen Ever After yet. I have been on Maelstrom when it was there a million times. Love that attraction. And it's basically the same layout. It just reimagined. So I wouldn't wait more than 35 minutes, and I'd find a way somehow, if I didn't have a fast pass, to pick my spot to make sure I wouldn't have to wait more than 35 minutes, whether it's when the park opens or if there's extra magic hours and the ride is going. I'd find a way to do it at a different time.
That's true.
I would not wait an hour and a half, 2 hours for that. There's just no way.
Maybe during Illuminations or something.
It opens before World Showcase opens, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it actually does. And you want to know how popular it is? I booked as soon as I could for my fast passes. And by the time I got to that, you could not get in there until 1:30 in the afternoon. They booked all the morning passes.
Wow. All right, let's see if we can get Disney Hollywood Studios in quickly. We've got about, 4 or 5 minutes left? 3 minutes, a little over
three minutes.
So let's see if we can do this quickly. There's not much in Disney Hollywood Studios. Let's start with Star Tours. And just instead of giving an explanation, just how long?
35 minutes.
All right.
30 minutes.
Waddy.
20.
Yeah, I'm going to go 30 minutes, and it's well worth it. Toy Story Midway Mania.
I'd wait 45 minutes for that.
Right,
30.
Waddy.
I'd wait an hour.
Yep, me too. I'd wait an hour. Tower of Terror.
10 minutes.
30.
Bonnie.
45.
I'll go 30 minutes for that. Rock and Roll Express.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster. Yeah.
35.
40.
An hour.
Zero. I've been on that attraction once. I got anything that goes upside down, sideways, and around gets me sick. I can't do it. I did it once. I'll never do it again.
Did you survive Tower of Terror, though? Wow.
Yeah. Let's see. What are we missing? Are we missing anything, or is that it?
Great movie ride.
Great movie ride. That's right.
Toy Story Midway Mania. Toy Story.
Yeah, we did that.
No, we
didn't.
No,
we didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we?
Yes, we
okay.
Did.
Oh, yeah, I guess I waited 45 minutes. Okay, sorry. Great movie ride. I've waited an hour and a half for that before. But now I'll wait. Oh, I'll give it 35 minutes.
We've waited 40, so I'll go with 40.
30 minutes.
Yeah, I've waited close to an hour, not quite an hour. Now 30 minutes. All right.
Muppet Vision 3D.
Sorry, I didn't catch that, Kurt.
Muppet Vision 3D. 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep. Darlene and Lottie, 20. Quickly.
15.
20.
Yeah, I'm with Kurt and Lottie. 20. All right, we'll do Magic Kingdom next week, and we'll try to squeeze an Animal Kingdom somewhere along the line. I want to thank everybody. Great show. We'll be back next week with Magic Kingdom and how long we'll wait on the queue. So until next time, bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
See you real soon.
Have a magical night. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.